All right, joining us out here in the media center here at Texas Motorplex is your top fuel provisional number one qualifier, Sean Langland, who went to the top with his run of 3.684 at 338 miles an hour. If that holds, it'd be his first number one of the season, 22nd in his career. Sean, you said on the top end that, you know, you guys have been struggling a little bit in qualifying. Obviously, that kind of put you in a rough spot just to kind of come back for the rest of the weekend. How big is this to kind of get off to a good start and get, you know, in position for that number one spot?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, we know our team's capable of it, right? We just kind of certain situations throughout the year, and it just kind of get behind a little bit here and there. And you know, Brian's doing a really good job with the car, just circumstantial. We end up not really qualifying where, you know, we felt we should be. So, yeah, obviously, you know, we felt like tonight was it's always tough being first in the session because you go lay a run down and it basically shows what the track's capable of, so everybody else can make adjustments. And so typically you don't see that much. Someone go out second pair, lay down a run, and on conditions like we had tonight, and I was a little bit surprised. I figured someone would go 66 or 67, but fortunately they didn't. And more importantly, Ryan felt like he could go a 368, and that was his target, and that's what it ran. So gives me a lot of confidence.
Well, what does that do when you mentioned up there too, like when he says 68, it goes 68. What does that do for you as a driver knowing it's probably going to do what he tells you it's going to do?
Well, I mean, I'll tell you, it gives me a lot of confidence, but it's just, you know, that's just, he's got the car, he's got a handle on the car.
Yeah.
So obviously it, you know, sometimes you think you have a handle on the car and it doesn't do what you want. Sometimes it kind of vice versa. So tonight, you know, I felt like, you know, he's been obviously trying to focus really hard on qualifying a little bit better. And he's made a couple comments through the last couple races of, you know, we need to get back at, you know, qualifying better. So that's good. Yeah, it's a good run.
Yeah. Obviously, we're getting down to crunch time here in the championship. Really, there's no room for error from this point on, right?
Yeah, for us, with where we're at, third position behind Doug and Justin, yeah, I mean, we have to start off here, and we kind of knew that. That was kind of our temperament coming into here, was we knew that we got to make good runs, and we got to get a win. Doug's been on a pretty good run, and, you know, Doug and AJ, when they both get in the zone, they're very tough to beat. And obviously Justin, and when, you know, he's good. Great driver, and Mike and Tommy, when they get that car going down the track, they're very tough to beat. So we know that, you know, three races left in the position we're at, however many points back, but we just need to go win. We'll go to Vegas, and then, you know, we just got to keep going around. So we got to get a couple wins in there.
You've been through this before. You've won championships everywhere. Does that kind of knowledge of that history that you know that you have it in you, no matter what the circumstance, to pull it off, give you strength when times are not great?
Yeah, I think like the first couple times you go through, it's always the fear of the unknowns, because you don't know like what's going to happen. You don't know like how you're going to react to what happens or what doesn't happen, or, you know, the questions you're going to get asked, or you just, it's kind of the fear of the unknowns because you don't really know. So yeah, I mean, obviously being like said, I've been through it before, you know, with various cars, and honestly, I just kind of have the mentality to just come out here and do my job, hit the gas on time, and give my team the best opportunity that we can. And that's really just my only focus, is just to do that. And it's just kind of, it's going to be what it's going to be. But I just make sure that I'm good on my end. I make sure that I'm prepared, and I make sure that I give 100%, which I know I always do as soon as I put my helmet on.
When you talk about this championship chase and what you have to do, is there like a different dynamic knowing, you know, you want to win for you and your guys? Is there a different dynamic when it's the guy you're chasing is also your teammate? Does that change things at all or not?
No, I mean, yes and no, because you look at it two ways. One, it's your teammate, so obviously you're happy for your teammate, and you're happy for your team, and because we're all really one big team over there. So you're obviously happy for their success, but there's the flip side of it that, like, you're competing, you're a competitor, so you're third in points, and there's two targets ahead of you, and he's one of the targets. So obviously we're coming after him. We're going to try to do everything we can. We're not a blocker, so despite what some people say. So we're going out there, and we're going to hopefully we go win this race and get back in the mix for Vegas Pomona.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah. Sean, thanks a lot. Congratulations.
Thank you.